When that monster tornado hit Moore back in May, residents had been warned in advance. But despite all the technology and improvements in forecasting, scientists still have plenty to learn about how and why tornadoes form. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports on one idea, using drones.
Here's what happens when the National Weather Service issues a tornado watch, which means a tornado could form in a certain area. A small army of tornado chasers descends to follow the potentially deadly storm.
Let's go, get around them, man!
Yeah.
You're fine. Move! Sit down! Shut down!
Amid all the news crews and curious onlookers are scientists. Right now, the best way for them to understand how tornadoes form is to chase them. So off they go with mobile science laboratories. Think the movie Twister, where they pursue the storms with a giant canister of sensors in the back of a truck.
If it's anywhere near us,
it's not going to drop anywhere near. It's going to drop right on us.
It's dangerous work. Three chasers died in one of Oklahoma's May tornadoes because the storm unexpectedly changed directions. On top of that, there's a lot of chance. Only 20% of supercell thunderstorms produce tornadoes.
It's a loaded gun. It's ready to go off, but when and where does it fire?
That's Jamie Jacobs, an aerospace engineering professor at Oklahoma State University.
The downside of that is it's all passive. You throw it out there and you hope something gets caught up somewhere with an unmanned aircraft. You fly it where you want it to go.
He and dozens of other scientists and engineers are remaking tornado technology, which can be launched from the trunk of a car far from a potential tornado. It's an unmanned aerial vehicle that looks like an overgrown model airplane. If you open the drone, the contents could have come from a middle school science project, complete with dowel rods and glue. But the Kevlar shell and the tiny sensors are fit for a high-tech military plane. Brian Argro directs the Research and Engineering Center for Unmanned Aerial Vehicles at the University of Colorado at Boulder.
Being able to sample the pressure, temperature, humidity, wind velocity that you can't do remotely. So you can't get a radar can only do so much remotely at this point.
Scientists think these drones can help them increase warning time from the current 14-minute average to as much as an hour. Argro says the technology exists and the planes are ready to go, but many of them are stuck in university laboratories, frustrating researchers.
It's often that technology gets ahead of policy, particularly in this country, and this is an instance where that essentially has happened. Some of the technology, the capability anyway, has gotten ahead of what the current air traffic system is able to accommodate directly.
The FAA declined to be interviewed for this story. But Argro and his team started working with the agency in 2009 to integrate the new storm-chasing technology into the nation's airspace. They were able to fly into a few storms then, but it's a very slow, bureaucratic process that doesn't mesh well with fast-developing thunderstorms. Scientists think if new policies are put in place, these aerial chasers could be widely operational in 5 years, allowing meteorologists to make more accurate tornado warnings. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.